first Bible reading is Psalm 23. If you would like to read it along with it in your pew Bibles, please look at page 555. That's 55. Psalm 23, starting at verse 1. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. And then our second reading.
Words of the Lord Jesus to his disciples.
The second reading comes from the Gospel according to St. John, the 10th chapter, beginning at the 11th verse. Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand is not the shepherd who owns the sheep. So when he sees the wolf coming, he abandons the sheep and runs away. Then the wolf attacks the flock and scatters it. The man runs away because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that are not of this sheep pen. I must bring them also. They too will listen to my voice, and there shall be one flock and one shepherd. The reason my Father loves me is that I lay down my life, only to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have authority to lay it down and authority to take it up again. This command I received from my Father. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
So just to reflect with you briefly on those readings. It's a well-known and much-loved psalm, isn't it? A beautiful, moving one. And we could imagine it as a pastoral idyll. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. I have everything I need. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. Sounds tranquil, perfect, ideal. And yet we know that life doesn't always feel like that. Trusting the Good Shepherd, we might have all that we need, but sometimes we feel our lack of our loved ones acutely. And there is another side to this psalm too, because it recognises that we might need the Lord to restore our souls, to refresh us and guide us and sustain us. And then that verse, even though I walk through the darkest valley, or the valley of the shadow of death. So this is not actually a picture of an entirely happy, calm, untroubled life, a life without loss. To some, about a table in the presence of enemies. Of going through that dark valley and yet doing so without fear, trusting God, knowing that He is there with us, that His rod and His staff, they comfort me. Words of Jesus are often used at funeral services. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God, trust also in me. That's possible to face even death without fear. Well, how is that so? There's a hope in our psalm which sort of bursts beyond this psalm, bursts beyond this life. Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And yet it's the New Testament that makes it clear how that is possible through the Lord Jesus, the Good Shepherd, who knows his sheep, who calls them by name, who lays down his life for us, only to take it up again. If we know the Lord as our shepherd, we're not promised an easy, untroubled, happy life, but we really do have in him all that we need. One who knows us and loves us and calls us, who died and rose for us, who is there with us even when we walk through the valley of the shadow of death. And one who can give us hope for goodness and love which will follow us, pursue us all the days of our life, and that we will dwell with him in the house of the Lord forever. May God open our eyes afresh to this hope, for Jesus' sake. Amen.